Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You were tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, it has been a while, or not too long, but you may remember them. Last time I had Step VA in the studio, it was Jan and Allison Mayberry, who you might remember through some of the CYT interviews. So I had them both here, and then she reached out to me a couple of weeks ago to kind of talk about some things that they've got going on in the program and kind of see if we could get a firsthand account of how this all happened. So I have Jan back here with us, and then I have Anna, and she is the mother of Noah, and I also have Warwick here. And so Anna is a parent of a child who went to Step VA and participated in the program. And then I have Warwick, who is, you know, he's in the program as well. And so we're going to kind of get like a full firsthand account of how it all goes. So without further ado, how are you all doing today?
We're doing good.
Good. All right. So Ms. Jan, we'll start out with you. Can you tell us a little bit about what Step VA is?
Step VA is a nonprofit that services children and adults with special needs. Step VA stands for Sensory Plus Theater Equals Endless Possibilities. And we know through our work with our young children and adults that theater makes a huge impact, and music makes a huge impact on these kids' lives and what they experience. And it just makes everybody happy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, I'm actually going to ask you, Miss Anna, how did you find out about Step VA?
Step VA, I believe we found out through a friend, and she just mentioned, oh, there was a drama music camp during the summertime, and Noah loves drama, loves singing and dancing, so thought that it was right up something he would like to do, and I was right. He loves it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, so now I'm going to come to you, Noah. Yeah. So your experience with Step VA, what's it been like?
It's been like, it's been entertaining, and we also do drama, dance, art, and music, and that's what we do at the Step VA. Their biggest event is the summer camp that's held every July, and we usually focus on art, theater, dance, and music, and we are all about making new friends and meeting old friends that we all know, and we have a snack time during the middle before each rehearsal session, and this year we have a triple feature, but usually we put on an original play, which is held in the week long. And it's usually written by Step VA's occupational therapist and theater director, Katie Brown. But, you know, this year we have a triple feature, which is three plays written by two participants and one volunteer, which is me and Warwick ourselves, and along with Morgan Turner, who is not with us today.
Okay. So then, Warwick, what's been your experience with Step VA?
To me, it's been fantastic, really. It's been completely fantastic. I've been performing and on stage, dancing with my friends, and acting out parts of the plays, and it was just incredible. I'm glad to be a Step VA participant.
Nice. So then, I'll ask you, Noah, and then I'll let Warwick answer this as well. What is kind of a Step VA session like?
Well, it's like fun. Like each camper and their buddies, they have fun and they do participate in like theater games, dance activities, art projects, and that's what we do.
Okay. And then Warwick, what's kind of a Step VA session for you like?
It helps kids like understand hand things, like it helps them be like a greater person, and I'm And STEP VA helps, really helps kids and their buddies. He's understand parts, and I feel like they really understand about their disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I'd like to come back to you, Anna. Mm-hmm. So I hear a lot about the community. Mm-hmm. Is so tight and so close-knit that a lot of this stuff, you know, like one parent and, you know, we'll go to another parent and give them information. And so it is, you know, much like that. So from a parent's perspective, what has it been like to kind of be able to have your kids participate in this program?
Right. As a parent, you always want to, I don't know, with me, you always want your children to have fun, to learn, and to do something that they enjoy doing. And STEP VA, it's my number one, was always like, I want them to have fun. I want them to have a good time. But they kind of, in having fun, they kind of bring the occupational therapy kind of things into it. And it's great because they have buddies that a lot of times are their age or a little bit, you know, older, but they can kind of relate to. So they have kind of a peer, and then they see the same kids every year. So it's kind of like they may only see each other that week, but because they go to different schools, but they get excited because they're like, oh, I get to see, you know, my friends and have a good time. So it's just, it's nice because sometimes when your child has a disability, you're kind of worry like, okay, are they going to, they might have a special diet, or are they going to be okay? Are they going to have a good time? And I felt very comfortable, very confident, and it's something that he enjoyed. So it was a win-win.
Okay. So, and one thing you had said, if I could elaborate on this, you had said that Noah, you know, really liked the theater type of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I find that with kids, I mean, I'm not a child psychologist by any means, but, you know, that's something major. It's just that ability to be able to express yourself in I mean, fully, you know, physically, emotionally, all of that.
Right.
So, you know, how was that kind of watching him grow in that?
Well, it's great. He just, when he gets on stage, he lights up and he loves performing and he loves the sound of the clapping at the end and mm-hmm. the feedback that he gets. And so music and dancing and drama has always been something that just he gets excited about and he's really great at it. So it's good.
Okay. So Warwick, I do want to ask you, and I'll ask you as well, Noah, but what's kind of like, what's your favorite part about being on stage and being able to act?
To me, my favorite part is just like the whole thing, basically. Like the whole, when I get up there and dance and act out, it just feels amazing. It lights me up like a firework.
Okay.
I've seen that. I've seen both of you light up like fireworks, and it's contagious because it makes everybody feel good.
Yeah, you always want that actor on stage that gets the audience clapping and really invested in it. So yeah. That's pretty cool, and that's a really awesome ability to have. And what about you, Noah? What's your favorite part about being up on stage?
I agree the same as Warwick, and I love to dance and sing and act on stage. I even come up with my own like plays or choreography, dance numbers, or new songs that I write myself.
Okay, and we'll be getting to that later on because I it's going to be kind of cool to be able to have like a session where you can kind of hear what you all do and stuff like that. So, Noah, if you were talking to a friend. Who might be interested in joining STEP VA, how would you kind of encourage them to take that step?
Well, I would tell the kid that STEP VA is a free camp that you should attend, and it has theater, dance, and art, and music, and that is something you should be interested in.
Okay, And what about you, Warwick? If you had a friend that you wanted to kind of get into the Step VA program.
Glad you asked, Josh, because really, I would say Step VA, he has almost all the stuff that you would normally do. It has art, theater, music, dance, and when you get on stage, it feels really amazing.
Okay. So I'd like to ask you, Miss Jan, because last time you were here, it was you and Miss Allison Mayberry, and you guys were talking about something that was in the works at the Riverside Dinner Theater. Mm-hmm. And I heard through the grapevine that it went really well, but I'd love to get your thoughts on kind of what it was and how the night went.
Riverside Dinner Theater has been cutting edge in their willingness to start a trend of a sensory-friendly live theater show. So back in February, I believe it was, they did a sensory-friendly Winnie the Pooh. And we opened it up we partnered with them, and the idea is to provide live theater to children and adults with special needs and their families. And there was over 250 people in the theater for a sensory-friendly kids show. It was phenomenal. I'm not saying everyone in the theater was attached to or had someone with special needs, but the overwhelming majority was. And the kids had fun. The staff had fun. We did a lot of preparation work in behind the scenes, so talking to the tech staff, talking to the actors and actresses, what to expect, the wait staff, because to be honest, that's a lot of people in one place with special needs of any sort. So to accommodate them, and the feedback we got was overwhelmingly positive, because I always ask, what could we have done better? What did we miss? And they said absolutely nothing. So it was the first of its kind. Now they've done The Reluctant Dragon, and there's discussion of doing other sensory-friendly shows, whether it be main stage or the kids' shows. But Riverside is doing a phenomenal job of putting themselves out there and just opening it up to everyone, which is what we need to do in the community anyway.
Yeah, and I remember one thing that you had mentioned was just trying to create more opportunities like that in the community to kind of bring them together and show that this stuff can be done.
Absolutely. I want to ask my young man one question. Noah.
What is it, Miss Jan?
Tell him about the open mic nights that we've had in the past and we will have again.
We have open mic nights. They're open to all ages, and it's put out to everybody. This is when they have a chance to shine on the stage. This is where they sing, dance, tell jokes on the stage. They usually have it at Clearwater Grill, and one of my favorite parts of doing it is co-hosting with the original host, Sarah Garner, who is Step VA's music therapist. Correct. And one of my favorite parts of it is singing a lot of my favorite songs, and that's what a lot of people do at the open mic nights. They sing some of their favorite songs, too.
Okay.
Now, do you get to sing by yourself? Or
you don't get to sing by... Sometimes you don't have to sing by yourself. You can sing with other people. And especially like this one time I sang an Elton John and Kiki D duet with my friend Abby Schaefer, who's someone I've known since I first came to Step VA. She was also part of CYT, and she agreed to sing Don't Go Breaking My Heart with me.
Aw.
And let me tell you, we both might sing another duet together, which is a song from Grease sung by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Nice. That's cool.
So it's cool. It's awesome to provide opportunities for kids and adults in the public.
Yeah.
To come out, and anyone can do it. So, you know, we're kind of all in this together. So disability, no disability, special need, no special need. We all need to be in this world together. So providing opportunities to include everybody. I haven't gotten up and sung yet because I'm a little nervous, but maybe next time I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a question for you, Noah and Warwick. How has Step VA helped you guys as you've gotten older?
It has helped me to become a better actor and a better writer.
Okay. And what about you, Warwick?
The same as Noah.
Same as Noah? So for you guys again, is this like a career that you guys would like to pursue, of being able to do more of this stuff?
Well, in July, I start my directing career with the camp.
Nice. And what about you, Warwick?
In July, I started my writing career.
Nice. So we got a couple directors and writers in here. I like it. I like it.
Oh, and one more thing.
Uh-huh.
This year, I'm not just a writer or a participant. I'm going to be the director as well.
Nice. So, and I'll get back to you, Miss Ann, in a second, but I do want to ask you, Miss Jan, because that's interesting. So do you guys, when you plan these shows, like, because I know that with like CYT, I know the kids are involved with a lot of stuff. So, you know, what are the kids involved with during the shows, like behind the scenes?
So we have an embedded tech camp where they will be taking pictures of each other and doing bio boards, and they'll create. Now, these young men are not part of tech camp, but we do have, so the behind the scenes tech camp, we have those that will be doing lighting and sound and some set design, as well as photography and videography. They'll create their own little videos from the week. That is to kind of give them the behind the scenes of what actually, it's not just on the stage, it's behind the scenes. Noah and Warwick have been instrumental over the last couple of years of writing scripts, because we had a script writing contest and we said, okay, you guys are really talented. Who wants to write a script? Both of them wrote one last year and we couldn't decide, so we selected both of them. So they participated in what that actual story looks like coming to life. So, you know, we had to talk about copyright. We had to talk about what you can and can't do. You know, it's nice to build something off of something you already know, but that's already been done, so let's make it a little different. And also, we had to work on flexibility, because what we have in our mind of what it looks like, the story we created, once you bring it to stage and to bring it to life, sometimes it looks a little different and we have to be flexible. So these two young men particularly worked really hard in being flexible and understanding that, you know, we had to do that. So that's a life skill. We all need to work on flexibility, because things don't always go our way, whether we want to or not. So it's a very rich environment. Not only is it the performance on Friday the 19th, but it's what happens during the week. It's the every little minute things can happen that you don't expect, that are kind of the blessings and the gifts.
Yeah. Okay. So, Miss Ann. Mm-hmm. One thing that, you know, it always is so incredible to me is how kids with special needs like excel so much in different areas, more so than normal people do. And so as a parent, what's something that you would like people to know about your kids?
Well, Noah in particular, he's very musical. He's been playing piano since he was in third grade.
Yes.
Third grade, and he just started organ lessons. He's just very musical. He could pick up an instrument and learn. You know, he just kind of has that ear. And it's just amazing, you know, to see where he'll listen to a song and then he'll, you know, you hear him go down to the piano and then a few minutes later you kind of hear the tune come out. And then it's been pretty awesome to see that, and that he likes to write stories, and he's awesome with rhyming the words. And he just, the story that he wrote about the pirates, I think it might have been like 15, 20 minutes. He sat down, he was like, okay, I'm going to write a script. And, you know, and he read it to me, and you know, he loves doing different voices and different, mimicking different cartoon characters. And he's very good at that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So back to you, Miss Jan, and then we're going to go ahead and get to the special performance by Noah and then a special performance by Warwick. But Miss Jan, what are some ways that people can get involved with Step VA?
The number one way they can get involved is come to our performance. It's July 19th at 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock at Battlefield Middle School. Just come see what we do. There's nothing more rich than seeing a live show. It lasts about 30 to 45 minutes with a little presentation after. But that is the bulk of what we do. And the performers like to, they work hard all week long. They like to have an audience. They like to hear people clap. They like to be rewarded. and they want to show off what they can do and what they have done. The other ways to get involved is we have, we utilize volunteers. For 15 participants in the morning and 15 in the afternoon, it takes about 40 volunteers each session. So we love to have volunteers age 13 and up. Our volunteer orientation will be June 22nd from 10 to 12 at Children's Hospital of Richmond in the Fredericksburg office. You can go to our website and fill out an application, send us an email, call us if you have questions. The requirement is the two-hour orientation just to kind of know what we do and we all get on the same page. And then you can work with these incredible kids. You can be there every day. You can volunteer if you like to do snack. If you have a creative hand and you want to do some behind-the-scenes stuff with us, we don't turn down volunteers. And the other way, of course, is if you would like to sponsor us. It takes a lot of time and effort. We do charge for our sessions because we have to pay our staff, but anyone that requests a scholarship because of financial need is granted a scholarship. So we have scholarship funds to cover the expenses because our families with children with special needs have a lot of extra expenses that maybe I don't have or you don't have. So if we can kind of share in that direction, it makes us able to do more things for this community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, as promised, we have a special performance by Noah to start with, and then Warwick also has something prepared. So as he gets ready for that, do you want to talk a little bit about what it is?
Well, the play that I wrote is about a group of Trinidadian pirates who have to go past a Jamaican thunderstorm and have to travel all the way from the Caribbean up to Haiti to find some buried treasure.
Okay. So, and this is a song from the script that you wrote?
And I also wrote the first line of the script as a sneak peek.
Okay, nice.
On a sailing ship of the Caribbean Sea are a group of pirates and their Captain Huey.
We are the pirates of the Caribbean Sea. We look for treasure, gold as can be. We like to dig for gold on the beach and get very rich, for gold's what we reach.
Nice. That was good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice, man. That was really good. So did you write the song yourself as well?
I did.
Nice. That is cool. All right, so Warwick, what you got for us?
Well, I had a couple deleted scenes. I'm going to perform like one deleted song from a deleted scene.
Okay.
Because like, I didn't want to get like sued for copying The Lion King or Alexander Hamilton play by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
So what did you do instead?
I cut it out.
Oh. Okay. Makes sense.
Big news in Africa. Simba and Nala has kids. Four of them, in fact. They're beautiful, aren't they? Asked Simba. They sure are, said Nala. Then their baboon of a friend came up and held Jake, the first cub born. And all the animals was hailed to him. He would be the next king.
Nice. Oh, all right.
Was the baboon Rafiki?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for your performances there. And Miss Jan, Miss Anna, Noah, Warwick, thank you guys so much for coming to the station and being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us. We look forward to seeing you again. What do you say, guys?
We would.
Definitely.
As she said, you can go to stepva.org, find out all about how you can get involved. Take a look at some of the events that they have coming up. If you have a child with special needs and you would like to sign them up for this program, you can go online there as well. You can also Just find out the shows that they have coming up, and then there's a couple of events that they were telling me about that they're going to be participating in soon. You'll be able to find all that on their website, so go online and check it out. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning into Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go to yourper.com. It'll be resources at the top. Just hover over that with your mouse and then click Community Matters, and it'll be the first show to appear. And so you can re-listen to the show, share it with a friend, catch up on parts you missed. I'll have all that there. And then I'll also include the link for stepva.org there as well. That way, you know, if you're driving, you got a long way to go, you don't have to remember it all. So it'll all be right there for you whenever you get a chance to check it out and find out more. So it'll all be there for you. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend. Happy Father's Day, and stay safe on the roads.